is up, friends? Good morning and greetings and welcome to The Right Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural and nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place as you listen to The Bright Side every day. You are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing system, it is always a regenerating system, it is designed divine. Finally, to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the longevity products, comments, success stories that you'd like to share, if you have questions about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or ingredients or any formulations or any skincare products, we want to hear from you at 855-660-4261. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products, the products I talk about, recommend, the ones I use, you can head over to brightsideben.com and pull down on our shopping cart, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. And ask them about joining the team, joining the Bright Side Ben team, and helping me in my mission to spread the word about the power of a good nutritional supplement program. You can get your products at the wholesale price for a one-time $10 fee. Get your products at the wholesale price. You can start a business. You can make some money selling longevity products. And you can enjoy all the tax benefits associated with having your own business. You can write off your mileage, your home office, stamps, samples. Heck, you can write off your products if you give enough away as samples, and you can find out all about it by calling the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470 or clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. Also want to remind you to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, which we update regularly with news stories as well as blog posts. Got a post coming up there, hopefully today, about grains and about the chemicals that are being, that Subway just, maybe you heard about this, Subway just took out dough softener, among other nasty chemicals in the bread. They took out one of those chemicals, a dough softener, dough conditioner that's used to help make bread soft and mushy and squishy. If you ever wondered how they do that with the bread, how they make their bread soft and squishy and chewy, you may want to read my blog post, which is up at pharmacistben.com. Okay, we are talking about this very, very important distinction between the surface of the body and connective tissue, or what I call the connective tissue, muscle tissue matrix, this meat of the body, the stuff of the body. The body's made up of four parts. We've been talking about these four parts. The matrix, the connective tissue muscle matrix, makes up the vast majority of the body. 90% or so of the body is this meat component. Then this meat component is wired with electricity, electrical wires. We call that nerve tissue. And then the whole thing is candy coated with a surface tissue that's called epithelia. But the bulk of the body, 90% of the body, is this matrix, the connective tissue, muscle tissue matrix, the steak, the meat. That's what steak is. Steak is the connective tissue, muscle tissue matrix of a cow. When we eat meat, we're eating the connective tissue, muscle tissue matrix of an animal. We don't eat the epithelia. We don't eat the surface. We don't eat the nervous tissue. We eat the bulk of the body, the bulk of an animal's body. And because we're made up mostly of this matrix, it should come as no surprise that this is the area where most disease takes place. If you are dealing with a degenerative disease crisis, if you're dealing with arthritis or autoimmune diseases or prolapses or uterine prolapse or ruptures or hernias, or you're basically wrinkles, accelerated aging, you're falling apart at this meat matrix level. And this is the area where we need to be focusing on. Focusing on the matrix, the connective tissue muscle matrix, should be the number one thing we do to slow down the disease process, to slow down the aging process, to reverse the disease process. And by the way, folks, there's not a single single thing the medical model, i.e. your doctor, can do for you when you're breaking down at the connective tissue, muscle tissue level. I want to say that in capitals with exclamation points, because the medical model will steal from you. It will rip you off. It will lie to you by telling you that you need to go to the doctor if you have an autoimmune disease, or you have some kind of connective tissue problem or muscle tissue problem or accelerated aging. It's a lie. It's a ripoff. Doctors, you should be ashamed of yourself if you're telling people that they need to come to you if they're dealing with a connective tissue, muscle tissue matrix. Aside from maybe giving them some nutritional advice or some advice to help them build this tissue, muscle tissue, connective tissue level. There's no surgery that can help you. There's no device that can help you. And there's no drug that can help you. But the good news is, as we've said for years on this program, is we don't need their help. We can do it ourselves. Now, we've been referring to the connective and muscle tissue as one complex, and they are a complex. They're all, it's meshed together. Connective tissue is wrapped around muscle tissue and vice versa. Connective tissue feeds muscle tissue. Muscle tissue grows connective tissue or stimulates the growth of connective tissue. But there are different tissue. Muscle is super cool. We'll be talking about muscle here in a little bit. Muscle works by, actually super cool how muscles work, how they contract and relax. Cells have little ratchets, literally little ratchets that kind of pull on each other, and that's how contraction and relaxation happens. It's unbelievably cool. But for now, I want to focus on the connective tissue aspect of the body. Connective tissue and muscle tissue form a matrix. About 90% of the body is this connective tissue muscle tissue matrix, and it's right around maybe 50-50 or so, maybe a little bit more muscle than connective tissue, maybe 55-45, something along those lines, but roughly about the same amount of connective tissue as muscle tissue. Connective tissue is just the most, the way I look at it anyway, it's the most fascinating aspect of the body. Connective tissue is made up of cells and stuff, like everything else in the body, raisins and bread, cells and stuff. In the connective tissue, there's a lot more stuff than cells. There's a lot more bread than raisins, if you will. Although ultimately the raisins are making the bread, which in turn, the bread then turns back and feeds and breathes and detoxifies the raisins. There's a little circle going on. The cells, the raisins, make the connective tissue stuff, and then the stuff feeds back and provides the cells with oxygen and with nutrients, and then detoxifies the cells. So it's got this circle going on. The cells are called fibroblasts. That means they make fiber. Fibro means fiber, obviously. Blast is a cell that makes things. So the cells in the connective tissue are called fibroblasts. They make the bread. The bread in the connective tissue is largely collagen with sugar. Collagen and sugar, not the sweet sugar. Collagen and proteoglycans or polysaccharides, long-chain sugars. This is why the Z-radical is so helpful. It's a great source of long-chain sugars that make connective tissue stuff. That's what makes the Z-radical such an amazing product for all health issues, all aging issues, all connective tissue issues. So you got the connective tissue stuff, the bread. And by the way, the connective tissue stuff also feeds the muscles, and it also feeds the nervous tissue. And for that matter, it also feeds the surface tissue. So this connective tissue stuff is really, really, really important. In fact, I would venture to say there's not a single disease, not a single disease that we deal with that doesn't have a connective tissue aspect or a connective tissue stuff aspect. The entire body is fed, it's breathed, and it's detoxified via connective tissue. Do you guys get that? That's so important. The entire body, every single cell from your scalp to your toenails, maybe not your nails, but to your toes, are fed and nourished and detoxified and oxygenated via connective tissue. That means the healthier the connective tissue is, the less likely every single degenerative disease is going to be, and the less likely accelerated aging is going to be. You think that makes connective tissue important? You better believe it does. In fact, I would venture to tell you that connective tissue, building connective tissue, is the single most important strategy you could ever use for anti-aging, for looking better, and for keeping disease at bay. And there's lots of ways to do it. We talked about a few of the ways to build connective tissue yesterday, and we'll continue when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early so we get as many calls as possible. We're going to take a break and be right back. Don't go away.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number is 855-660-4261. We'll get your calls here in our next segment. If you want to join the Bright Side Ben team, love to have you on the team. 866-735-2470 is the phone number for the Bright Side Ben phone team. Tell them you want to start a business selling longevity products. Help me in my mission to educate the planet about the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. And tell them you want to get your products at the wholesale price for a one-time $10 fee. You can sign up. You can also head over to brightsideben.com and click on the Join the Team link. and somebody will get back to you with information. Okay, we're talking connective tissue, muscle tissue. Building connective tissue, in my opinion, is probably the single most important, or at least one of the most important things that you could do to reverse or prevent the aging process and to help strengthen the body and to reverse and prevent degenerative diseases as well as autoimmune diseases. This is where most autoimmune disease takes place. It takes place in the connective tissue, most of it. And even if it's not taking place in the connective tissue directly, there's usually some kind of connective tissue involvement because the connective tissue is involved with detoxification, it's involved with nourishment, and it's involved with oxygenation of the entire body head to toe. So how do you build connective tissue? Well, yesterday we talked about exercise. Weight-bearing exercise, this is very important. In fact, any kind of regular contraction and relaxation of muscles can activate the building of connective tissue. Yesterday we talked about turkey neck, and we said that turkey neck, that swinging thing that happens on your neck as you get older, not everybody gets it, but it's kind of a strange phenomenon. Looks like a little turkey. Most of you guys know what I'm talking about. This is basically a connective tissue problem. Connective tissue breaks down and the skin hangs. Relaxing and contracting the neck muscles can really help. Do a Google search on YouTube or a YouTube search for exercises for turkey neck or yoga exercises for turkey neck, and you're going to get some good videos. All of these involve pulling, contracting and relaxing the muscles that are around the neck and that are connected to the face. Kind of pull and contract, pull and contract. If you move your mouth upwards and kind of put your hands in your neck area, you'll feel how the muscles go up and down. If you keep doing that, if you do it a long time, contract it for a couple seconds and then relax it, contract and relax, you can help build the muscles and help prevent the formation of this unpleasant cosmetic superficial problem. It's not a health issue, but it's unpleasant cause from a cosmetic standpoint. When you understand the relationship between muscle tissue and connective tissue, you never have to be bored when you're waiting in line ever again, or you never have to be bored in rush hour traffic ever again. You can turn your car, or you can turn the line at the bank into a great opportunity to do a workout. For example, you could do a great butt-tightening workout by contracting and relaxing your gluteus maximus muscles, your butt muscles. You squeeze your butt tight and then relax it. Squeeze your butt tight and relax it. What you're doing is you're going to be building the muscle, and via these contractions and relaxations, you'll be building connective tissue and muscle tissue just as effectively as you would if you went to the gym or if you had a trainer while you're sitting there in rush hour traffic. You can do it, or while you're waiting in line anywhere, you could do it as well. And this is where understanding how the body is constructed and how it's put together can really, really help us. Everybody wants to have a nice, tight butt. People spend a lot of money. You spend a lot of money at the gym, spend a lot of money with a trainer, but you don't need to. You could just contract and relax your glute muscles, and the connective tissue and muscle tissue will respond. And then nutrition is obviously important for building connective tissue. Protein, essential fatty acids, amino acids like cysteine, which we'll be talking about here in a couple of days, or talking about for the next couple of days. Glutamine, which we've talked about for a couple of weeks. Glutamine, cysteine, protein, arginine, all of these can provide raw material for building connective tissue. The ingredients in Youngevity's glucogel caps can be really helpful for building all connective tissue. You know, if people take it for arthritis, well, connective tissue, joints and cartilage are connective tissue. Arthritis is a connective tissue disease. Why does glucosamine help it? It's a raw material for connective tissue. But it's not just a raw material for connective tissue in the joints. So if you take glucogel for your arthritis, you're going to get the raw materials to keep your connective tissue strong in your neck or in your butt or in your blood vessels, or in your skin as well. This is where understanding how the body is constructed is so important. Glucogel caps will benefit you for anti-aging on your face. It will help you with your blood vessels. It'll help you with your connective tissue in your glutes. It'll help you with your connective tissue throughout your body. And, of course, it'll help you for arthritis as well. All right, what else here? Eating is a great way to provide the raw material. Eating connective tissue is a great way to provide you with the basic building blocks, the raw material for building connective tissue. Eating connective tissue can be accomplished through bone soup. That's one of bone soup's great advantages. You're eating connective tissue. Bones are a type of connective tissue. The knobby stuff on the top of bones, the cartilage stuff on the top of bones, that's connective tissue. When we eat connective tissue, the raw materials for that connective tissue from the chicken or from the turkey or from the fish or from the meat get broken down into our body and provide us with raw materials for building our connective tissue. And then there's vitamin C, which is like a secret code, a trigger, or a fuse for activating the production of connective tissue. Scurvy, which everybody knows is the disease that's caused by vitamin C deficiency, is a connective tissue disease. It's when the connective tissue breaks down and we fall apart. Scurvy is probably one of the most horrible diseases that you could ever have. We don't have a lot of full-blown cases of scurvy because everybody's getting at least a little bit of vitamin C. But if you took all the vitamin C out of your diet, your connective tissue would dissolve and you'd fall apart. And it's about the most horrible disease that you can think of. Now, even though there's not scurvy, there's not a lot of scurvy around, there may be subclinical scurvy. That is a type of scurvy that's not bad enough where you hemorrhage to death or you die, but maybe it's bad enough that you don't make enough connective tissue or you don't replace the connective tissue that's broken down. Maybe arthritis is a form of subclinical scurvy. Maybe aneurysms, when blood vessels burst, maybe that's a form of subclinical scurvy. Maybe just weak blood vessels are a form of subclinical scurvy. Maybe even wrinkles are a form of subclinical scurvy. Meaning, make sure you're getting enough vitamin C and not the ridiculous deprivation allowance, RDA levels of vitamin C, 60 milligrams a day. Are you kidding me? 60 milligrams a day, that's the amount of vitamin C that would be, that's like one-tenth of a teaspoonful of vitamin C powder. That's nothing. You need at least a gram of vitamin C a day, and you probably want to take 5 to 10 grams of vitamin C a day. And by the way, that's one of the neatest things about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the fact that it's loaded with vitamin C as well as the B complex, which are water soluble. It's a very important point about vitamin C and the B complex for that matter is the fact that if you're one of those people who doesn't supplement, chances are pretty darn good that every time you go to the bathroom, every time you urinate, you're losing vitamin C. Every time you urinate, you're reducing your vitamin C content in your body significantly enough that you could be running higher risk for degenerative disease. You got to replace the water-soluble nutrients, especially vitamin C, and especially if you're dealing with connective tissue health issues, especially if you want to have beautiful skin, by the way. Nothing is more important for keeping your skin healthy and beautiful and anti-aged and youthful and wrinkle-free than working on the skin connective tissue. Youthful skin is largely about connective tissue for that matter. And when we stimulate the skin, and there's a lot of ways to stimulate the skin, exercise the skin, if you will, we can prevent wrinkles, crow's feet, and all the other visible signs of aging. There's topical strategies for exercising the skin matrix, for exercising the connective tissue. It's not quite the same as regular exercise, but there are ways that you can literally, in effect, exercise the connective tissue using topical skincare strategies. And I'll tell you what I mean as we continue our discussion on building connective tissue for anti-aging. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back with your phone calls and more good health information. Don't go away.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business. Join me in my mission to educate the planet about the importance of a nutritional supplement program. Make some money and get your products at the wholesale price, too. I also want to encourage you to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. I've got a post hopefully up today, maybe tomorrow, on bread. Actually, on ingredients in bread. I'm reading an article from foodnavigator.com. This is a food news website. Apparently, the headlines anyway, Global Bread launches a shift away from functional claims. You know that bread manufacturers love making their bread sound like it's healthy. They call it functional bread. They add stuff to the bread to make it functional, or they take stuff out of the bread to make it functional, to make it useful, if you will. Functional foods are supposedly foods that have extra value. They're functional in terms of their use. And there's a category of breads called functional breads, according to this website. website, foodnavigator.com. There's two kinds of functional bread. You got active functional bread, and that's functional bread that has stuff added to it, stuff like DHA, omega-3 fatty acids added to the bread. They got, and they also have a passive functional bread. That's bread that has functionality based on stuff that's taken out of the bread. Gluten-free bread is an example of passive bread. Listen, folks, there's no such thing as healthy bread. There's healthier bread, maybe. There's bread that's healthier than crappy bread. But in the long run, you don't need bread. It's not the staff of life. It doesn't serve you well. If you like the taste of bread, that's different. But don't ever consider it to be a health food, even though if you do it right, you may be able to get some fiber out of it and some health value out of it. But for the most part, you don't really need bread or pasta or any kind of processed flour products. And if you're trying to lose weight, you should absolutely be staying away from bread and pasta and cereal and any kind of processed food. Nothing is more irritating to me in the world of health and nutrition than food manufacturers or manufacturers of cereal products and bread products trying to claim that their foods are healthy. Whether you like them or not, that's different. But the fact of the matter is there's very little healthy, there's very little health value to Total or Cheerios or Kellogg's Special K or bread for that matter. If you like bread, take your slice of bread and chew it. Make sure it's got a lot of fiber in it, first of all, and chew it really, really slowly, and you'll find that the more slowly you chew your bread, the more slowly you chew your food in general, the less you're going to eat, but especially with bread. Okay, you can read about that at pharmacistben.com. And tomorrow we'll continue talking about connective tissue. We'll talk about ways that you can strengthen the skin connective tissue, which is really the way you want to address skin health issues, especially anti-aging skin health issues. All right, time to hit our phones. 855-660-4261 is our number. John in Texas, what's going on? Good morning and welcome to The Bright Side.
Nice to hear your voice again, Ben.
Thank you, John. What's going
on? Sure enough. You know, I have a, what I don't know what the name would be, but it's either a mole or it is, it started out as a little round circle skin color, and then sometimes it grew and sometimes it went back down. I went to the doctor, and they said, don't worry about it. My home doctor said, just go to the drugstore and get something to burn it off. But I was trying to knock it out with aloe vera and other things, but it seems like it's not going away. I started banging it because
banging it. What do you mean banging with that? With a hammer? What are you banging it with?
By accident, I'm in the tree business, and you know, I would just knock it. So I started bandaging it. So, but that
you're trying to rip the thing off, huh? You're just trying to smash that thing down, right? Is it raised? Is it a raised mole?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I kind of know what you're talking about. Let me ask you a couple questions real quickly, and I don't mean to, I'm just curious. I don't want to rip on you. I'm not trying to be mean or anything. Why would you put aloe vera on there? I want to know your thinking process, your thought process when you put the aloe vera on.
Aloe vera seems to make skin orthodox once it's burned.
Make skin what?
Orthodox. You know, change back to where it was.
What's that word you're saying?
Orthodox.
It makes skin orthodox.
Yeah, meaning that it looks like it was originally. In other words, if you have a burn,
okay.
It looks...
It heals the skin, has a healing power, is what you're saying?
I should say that, yeah.
Okay, got it. So you're thinking that the aloe vera might help heal the mole. I don't mean to attack you. I'm just kind of curious to know what your thought process was. So you're thinking that the aloe vera kind of helped the mole heal. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't
want to go there. I was just curious to know what you were thinking. I didn't mean to imply anything that you were silly or anything like that. Okay? So here's the deal. Moles are not part of the connective tissue. They're part of the surface of the skin, which is the epithelia. It's called, just think of it like the coating on top of the skin. A mole is a growth. It means cells are not dividing correctly. This process of how cells grow is so complicated, and it involves so many different steps, and so many things have to go right, that it's really miraculous that it even happens at all. But oftentimes, skin tags and what are called keratoses and other terms like lentigines and moles, all of these things are signs that the skin is not, skin cells are not dividing correctly. Period. End of story. Now, if you have some dark, if the mole is dark, it may involve pigment cells as well. Typically, moles do involve pigment cells. In any case, between pigment cells and skin cells, you've got cells that are not dividing correctly. Anytime cells are not dividing correctly, you're dealing with some kind of inflammation. It's not the inflammation of a black eye or a broken leg or a sprained ankle. It's microscopic inflammation. Remember, a cell is microscopic. That means it's invisible. It's so small you can't see it. Picture in your mind's eye the head of a pin. Divide that head of a pin up by a hundred times or so. 1/100th the head of a pin is roughly the size of a typical cell. That's really small. And when you have inflammation around that area, everything gets thrown off. And one of the things that gets thrown off is how cells divide and grow. If it involves pigment cells, you're going to end up with a mole. So a mole is a sign that cells are not dividing correctly. This involves, number one, inflammation at the level of the skin, at the level of the surface of the skin. It may involve some inflammation at the level of the connective tissue, too. And then also it involves changes at the juncture, the interface, the connecting point between the cells and the matrix, or the raisins and the bread. The skin cells and the bread, the raisins and the bread, the skin cells and the matrix, that little juncture, which is the cell membrane, is somehow disturbed. So there's a disturbance basically where the raisins are sitting in the bread. Does that make sense? Did I explain that okay? Because I'm going to tell you what to do, but I want you to understand the mechanism. There's a disturbance where at that juncture where the raisins are interfacing with the bread. Is that it?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
I understand. Now, okay, doing good. Things for digestion. So
well, okay, then you knew you're reading my mind, because that's always the first thing to do is the digestive system. Usually, when you have a disturbance at that raisin bread, where the raisins are sitting in the bread, at the raisin and bread juncture, you're looking at a fat problem. That means fatty vitamins, essential fatty acids as well, and perhaps fatty nutrients from vegetables. Now, when you have a fat problem, you either have a fat problem in terms of intake of fats. That means you're not getting enough through your diet, or absorption of fats. So you're on the right track, my friend. You want to focus on fat digestion. This is true for any skin health problem, be it moles, be it keratosis, be it acne, be it milia, whatever your surface skin problem is, the first thing you want to do is focus on fats, intake, and absorption. So using the digestive enzymes from Longevity, Ultimate Enzymes, pancreatin can help. Lecithin after meals, very, very important. You might also want to throw in bile salt. If you notice that you're having digestive problems with specific foods, those are important clues for you, and you want to focus on what those foods are, and you can eliminate those foods, or you can start to work on helping your body process those foods. So, number one, focus on fat absorption and digestion. Hang tight, and I'll tell you a couple other things that you can do for that. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
All right, we are back on the bright side. John in Texas. I'm going to go quickly, and I apologize for that, but I want to get, I hate leaving folks on hold, and we got full board here. So, John, are you there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so number one, focus on fats and fat absorption. And for the listeners, any kind of topical skin issue, that's the first thing you want to do is fats and fat absorption. Absorption, as we said before the break, lecithin, bile salts, longevity's ultimate enzymes, pancreatin can help, apple cider vinegar after meals. Those all help you with fat absorption, and then using smaller amounts of fatty foods will help too. Then make sure you're getting your fatty nutrients, and it's probably a good idea to take your fatty nutrients with fatty foods and all of the aforementioned absorption aids. I would be using vitamin A, 20,000 international units. In fact, I would take 30,000 international units a day, John. Vitamin A has a really important relationship to the way skin cells grow. And you may be experiencing some vitamin A deficiencies, especially if you're not supplementing. You may want to use topical vitamin A also in the retinoic acid form. Retin-A is the brand name of that. And then also vitamin D. And best place to get vitamin D is from the sun. And believe it or not, a little bit of sun would probably help you, although you don't want to burn. And then if you want to take your vitamin D in supplemental fashion, use about 5 to 10,000 international units of vitamin D3 a day. Somebody just told me Mary Lou Henner's got a vitamin D3 product. You might want to check that out. In any case, a little vitamin D is going to help you. 400 international units of vitamin E can be very helpful. And then also make sure you're using topical vitamin C, especially in its fatty format. That would be very healing, way better than aloe vera. Is great stuff. Don't get me wrong, I love aloe vera, but topical vitamin C is much more effective for helping protect the skin. Much more effective than aloe vera. It also protects your skin from the sun, and it will also help heal, accelerate the healing process. If you wanted to burn the thing off, see if you can get and I can't tell you that would help you because I can't see the mole, but if you did want to burn it off, you can have a pharmacist make 70% glycolic acid for you, and then you can apply that and then put your topical vitamin C on right on top of the, after you use the glycolic acid, and that'll help speed up the healing process. So lots of ways that you can go. I would be focusing, number one, on the digestive system, and you're very bright to be doing that. I forgot about the Biolumin Nightly Essence. That can also help with fat absorption. And then, of course, the Mighty 90 is always a great idea. You're sipping on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. But fats, 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 that's what you want to focus on when it comes to all skin health issues, moles included. And thanks for your call. Appreciate it very much, John. Anything else going on? Got to move on if that's it.
I have a closed brain injury.
You know what? There's a lot of stuff that has to do with that, but basically you want to focus on inflammatory issues. Closed brain injuries involve inflammation inside the cranium, the skull, and so you want to make sure that you're keeping your intake of inflammatory foods down. That's the most important strategy. And then anti-inflammatory nutrition is also important. Essential fatty acids, omega-3s are very anti-inflammatory. Longevity's Ultimate EFA can be helpful for you there. The vitamin C and vitamin E. Vitamin C, vitamin E are the two most anti-inflammatory vitamins, and essential fatty acids as well are very anti-inflammatory. And don't forget OPC selenium. Selenium's got some nice anti-inflammatory and pro-immune system properties too. Thanks so much for your call, John, and I apologize for letting you go, but I want to get to as many calls as possible here. John in Michigan, what's going on? Welcome to The Bright Side.
Well, thank you, Ben. First, lysine and cold sores. It seems to help them heal quickly. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can give me the background on that.
Yeah.
And then also, so-called liver spots. I think you talked about vitamin E helping minimize those.
Well, yeah. Let's talk about, let's real quickly. Lysine competes with an amino acid that the herpes virus uses called arginine. Lysine helps by competing with arginine, it kind of robs the cold sore viruses of the nutrients they need to grow. So using lysine on a regular basis can help minimize the appearance of cold sores, but you don't really want to look at cold sores as being a cold sore problem as much as it's an immune system problem. Yeah, cold sores are unpleasant, and the virus is an unpleasant virus, and it's an unpleasant cosmetic kind of thing. But really what you're dealing with when you have cold sores, you're dealing with a suppressed immune system. The immune system is the defense system, obviously, and that's supposed to take care of viruses. If you're getting cold sores, you'll notice that you're either under some kind of stress or some kind of burden in your life, or you've got some kind of nutritional deficiency or digestive problem that's impacting how you absorb nutrients. One way or another, you've got an impaired digestive system. So, yeah, lysine can help you, and it's probably a good idea to take 100 milligrams every day or maybe even 200 milligrams, or loading up on lysine as soon as you feel the little tingle that tells you you're going to get a cold sore. Maybe take 500 milligrams of lysine every hour or every 2 hours. Really pounding yourself with lysine, sometimes that helps. But really you want to focus on immune system building to keep cold sores at bay. Vitamin C and selenium are two spectacular nutrients for keeping cold sores away. High doses of vitamin C and maybe around 600 micrograms of the OPC selenium. As far as your brown spots go, you know, we're going to be talking a lot about brown spots. I actually did a post on The Truth. By the way, I have a website called The Truth with Ben, and that's a Facebook site, not a website, but a Facebook page, actually. Facebook page called The Truth with Ben, where I post skincare tips. So if you're interested in checking that out, it's called The Truth with Ben. It's on Facebook. And if that's my skincare page. Many of you know I'm in the skincare business, been in the skincare business for a long time. And I started a page, and I'm going to be blogging on and posting on various skincare issues. The next post will be up on hopefully today or tomorrow, and it'll be on brown spots, actually. There's two kinds of brown spots. You've got the kind of brown spots that involve pigment, and then you got the kind of brown spots that involve dead cells. Now, the dead cell brown spots are much more troubling because when you have dead cell brown spots, and by dead cell I mean cell debris, you really have a drainage problem. You have a detoxification issue. Your body's not detoxifying and cleaning waste materials out. And the reason this is so significant is because if you have these kinds of things on the skin, you got them in the brain and you got them in the heart too. And that's really where it's a problem. So the skin is kind of a barometer or a window of what's happening in your brain and your heart. These brown spots are distinct from pigment. They're called lipofuscin, LIPOFUSCIN. Lipofuscin, and this is the kind of brown spots that appear deeper in the skin, and they look kind of like a geographical or a map kind of thing. They're sort of spread out. Older people will get them on their hands. This is not the same as pigment brown spots. Pigment brown spots appear as more on the surface of the skin, and they look darker. The lipofuscin don't look quite as dark. So assuming that you're talking about melanin or pigment and not lipofuscin, lipofuscin is a completely different issue. The way you want to deal with these kinds of brown spots is with your adrenal glands. Cortisol, and this is so important, you guys. Pigmentation is connected to stress. Hyperpigmentation is part of the stress response. Do you know your pigment cells are actually nerve cells, and they're actually connected to the brain? They're actually related, not connected to, but related to the brain. And when the brain perceives stress, it will turn on the entire stress response in the body, which will cause high blood pressure. It'll cause blood clotting. It'll cause problems with breathing. It'll cause constipation and digestive shutdown, and it will cause hyperpigmentation. So assuming that's what you're talking about, about, John. Number one, you want to focus on the adrenal glands using zinc, using vitamin C, and keeping your intake of sugars down, reducing your intake of refined sugars, and keeping off of that high blood sugar, low blood sugar roller coaster that we're always talking about. Another thing that you could do if you've got pigment problems and adrenal problems that are associated with that is use pregnenolone, 100 milligrams a day. I love pregnenolone, or progesterone can sometimes help, progesterone cream, especially if you're a woman and you're dealing with period problems, menstrual problems, and you have hyperpigmentation. Then you really want to start focusing on progesterone, because estrogen is a major stress hormone along with cortisol. And then in addition to all of that, you can use some topical strategies. If you go to the doctor, you'll get something called hydroquinone, which is really nasty stuff. I don't recommend it. Alternatively, topical vitamin C in its fat-soluble, fatty format can help with lightening pigmentation, lightening dark spots. Alpha-hydroxy acids from wine or from vinegar or from lemon juice, or even just straight glycolic acid can help. And then retinoic acid, Retin-A, can also be helpful if you use it just a little bit. Retin-A is just a wonderful supplement for the skin. It helps build connective tissue and it can also help peel the skin a little bit. Head over to the Truth with Ben, and you'll see a post up there on dark spots, brown spots on the skin. Got to let you go. I appreciate your call, John. And I want to see if I can get one more in. Latifa in Missouri. What's up? How you doing?
Hi, I'm totally fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. We got about a minute. How can I help you?
Okay, I am 41. Just found out I am 9 weeks pregnant.
Congratulations.
I also have, thank you so much. I'm excited.
Awesome.
But I also
first
have
baby?
Fibroid tumors. This
first
is
baby?
My very first pregnancy ever.
Okay, let's get you straight
fibroid
now.
Tumors. I didn't think I could have children at all.
Okay, but fibroids are a sign of excess estrogen. Estrogen is a birth control, and that's probably why you didn't think you could have babies. You know what, Latifa? I want to help you out a lot. I don't want to help you out just in the 30 seconds that we have. Is there any way, I hate to do this to you, but I wonder if I can get you a call tomorrow. We'll get you first up, and then I'll give you the whole scoop, and we can help a lot of people too. Can you do that,
Latifa? I would love to. Yes.
Make sure you say, Latifa, make sure you tell our call screener that we left you on hold, and I'll get you first up, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you. Congratulations. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you, folks. Again, I apologize if I left you on hold. Call tomorrow, and we'll get you first up when we take our calls. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. Check out my homepage, brightsideben.com, especially if you want to join the Brightside Ben team. Click on the Join the Team link, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. I'm Pharmacist Ben. This has been the Brightside. We will talk to you all later. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. Bye for now.
Self-reliance,
survival supplies,
survival skills,
national experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy and members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.